welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Think about that. A lot of times a guy or girl show up in your life and they just like a parolee. They're on good behavior until the wedding. And you ain't never heard them curse like they curse and act like they act. Until, because if they would have showed you that kind of behavior, you never would have made it to the altar. Tell the truth, somebody, and shame the devil. Folks didn't even have "I don't care" in my vocabulary. But after they done got married, I don't care. If that's how you feel, I don't care. Do what you gotta do. You do what you gotta do. Hello, somebody. Oh, but this ain't singles conference. Let's go on. Let's go on. This ain't, I can't deal with that night. But let me mark that right quick for singles conference. Amen. Oh boy. Amen. Because just like these people, they dress down, folks dress up. Amen. They dress up. Inside and outside. Oh, I said we ain't on singles conference. Let me move on. Boy, that's hard not to touch, though. But I gotta be like Hammer tonight and don't touch this. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. Where's I'm at? All right. So they made a covenant. But now watch this. They had to keep their covenant. Verse number 17 and 18. They had to keep their covenant. Look at verse number 19. Why not break your covenant? Why not break your covenant after you done made a bad decision? Why you gotta honor that decision? Why you gotta follow through once you done bought that car? You done signed the contract. Why you gotta honor that? I done got married, but he didn't tell me all of this. Hello, somebody. She didn't tell me she was that far in debt. She said she had a couple of credit cards. We're talking about $30,000 in debt. I could have done bought a house. Hello, somebody. Yeah, see, you don't supposed to have a crackerjack marriage. You know the crackerjack marriage? That's one of the marriages that you got a surprise. I mean, you just going along eating good, you know, enjoying your marriage, then all of a sudden you get this letter, you get this bill. Now she said, but I wasn't expecting no $10,000 from Visa. Hello, somebody. And then when you get the rest of them, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Deluxe, Mervin. Hello, somebody. Amen. Add them all up, $40,000. Amen. See, you normally beat them to the mailbox. But he got there for you. Surprise! Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. This ain't marriage thing. Look, I got to move. Ooh, my goodness. All right. Why you gotta stay with it? Look at 19 and 20. But all the princes said unto the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest the wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swear unto them. Something worse will happen. You think that your mistake was bad, but when you try to fix your mistake by not honoring the covenant that you done made, something worse going to happen. Oh, my goodness. Another reason is God's people are to honor God. Look at Psalms. Somebody right quick, Psalms 15 and 4. Who can get Psalm 15 and 4 for me right quick? Psalms 15 and 4. When you find it. All right. Sister Glaze. Did you notice that? What kind of person is that person? Read that verse again. Because I tell you what, to give them the context, start at verse number 1 to give the context. Because this is telling who can abide in the presence of the Lord. All right, who is it that can come into God's house? Who is it that can stay there in God's house? A person that do what? They got to walk upright and speak the truth. Amen, that's the kind of person that can stay. Come on, Sister Glaze. What kind of person is that? That's a person of integrity, isn't it? I mean, they don't backbite and stuff and gossip. Can I just bring it? They don't gossip behind somebody else's back. Amen. Now read this next one. Amen. What kind of person stay in God's house? Amen. Somebody that keep their word. Somebody. They swear by their own hurt. Even if it's going to hurt me, they say, no, it's better that I go ahead and carry out my decision. Whatever I said I was going to do, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Why is that? Because the thing that can damage your Christian witness more than anything is a Christian that don't keep his word. Because when you can't be trusted, you're basically saying your God can't be trusted. Amen. See, people, in order for them to see God, they got to first see God in you. Amen. See, in order for them to see God, they got to first see God in the preacher. Amen. If I'm trying to give them God, if they don't believe that I'm in touch with God, then they going to go somewhere else. Hello, somebody. And in the same way, all of us are witnesses for Christ. You are a witness. You're a good one or a bad one, but you're a witness. And so you don't want to do anything that's going to damage your witness. And think about it. Don't let the devil fool you. A lot of times we think that, oh, man, you know, we really don't want to suffer, and the suffering that we're going through, we think is going to last all our life. But the stuff that you went through, the stuff that you went through that was the hardest time in your life, those was the time that you grew.
Amen.
You don't grow in good times. You grow in bad times. If you want some muscles, you're not going to have no muscles by picking up not even a pound of weight. Picking up paper, you ain't gonna gain no muscles just picking up a piece of paper. If you want some muscles, if you want some definitions and stuff like that, hello somebody. If you want some guns on you, hello somebody. You're gonna have to go and pick up them barbells. You can't be like Pastor Wibble and just watch them barbells just on the floor there and talking about, I'm going to get back into picking up my weights and stuff. No. Amen. You can't be with them if you want some definition. You know, I used to watch this show, Bewitched. She used to do her nose and make stuff happen. You can't just twinkle your nose and think something's going to happen. Because I'm right back.
Amen.
Let's move on, because I got to head back to the office and get all my marriage and single stuff together. Amen. Amen. All right. That's chapter 9, the deception of the Gibeonites. And then chapter 10, we see the deliverance of the Gibeonites at Gibeon, the deliverance. Now in chapter 10, since they done made this league, how many of you know, look like soon as you make friends with folks that you really don't know, all of a sudden, they get in trouble. Have y'all ever noticed that? Huh? Have you ever noticed that, this new friend? Huh? I mean, you're excited about this new friend, particularly if it's a new boyfriend. You're excited. And he gonna come pick you up, and you get there to the restaurant, and he say, baby, baby, you take care of this and I'll take care of the next time. As a matter of fact, a good one now, one of these slick willies, the way he'll do it, he'll. What's wrong? He'll wait for you to start asking all the questions. I can't believe this. I know I didn't. And I'm driving too. I know I didn't. But you ain't got no. Oh, that's okay. Well, don't worry about it. No, I don't know. What, oh my goodness. No, I can't let you pay for it. No, put your money up. Well, we gotta do something. We gotta do something. No. I feel so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Oh no, this ain't never happened to me before. This ain't never happened. This has never happened to me. And when you call them 20 other girls that he had, it happened every time with them. Let's move on. All right, but they done got in trouble, y'all. They done got in trouble. Verse number 6, they call on Joshua, and the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servant. Come to us quickly and save us, help us, for all the kings of the Amorites. It was 5 kings that came against. So we got 5 armies that's going to attack the Gibeonites that dwell in the mountains, are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. Why did Joshua feel compelled to go help them? They made a covenant. When you make a covenant with somebody, you agree to provide for them and protect them because you are one. They're part of your family. You are one family now. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Fear not, for I have delivered them into thine hand." Somebody say footnote. Oh, you didn't catch it. I say somebody say footnote. Come on, somebody. Say footnote. This is no trick. Say footnote. All right. Remember, the whole book of Joshua is really a footnote. Remember, it started with chapter 1. God says, wherever your foot go, wherever your foot tread, I've already given it to you. See? When they got to Jericho, he said, Joshua, fear not, I've already given it to you. See? When they got to Ai, and he prayed this time, God said, Josh, I've already given it to you. See? And now at Gibeon, he said, Josh, don't be scared. Why? I've already given it to you. See? Whatever you need, how many of you know God already done given it to you? See? All your life is a footnote. Jesus came with a promise, didn't he? What was his promise? John 10 and 10, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Matthew 6, 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these other things shall be added unto thee. See, he gave it to you. Every promise from that point on is just a footnote. It refers, what your footnote does, it refers back to something else. And so Joshua 1 and 3 was the promise, and every other promise that's in the book of Joshua refers back to Joshua 1 and 3. Somebody now say footnote. All right, I think you got it now. I think you got it now. So every promise is a footnote of the largest promise. All right, now, so God told Joshua, don't be scared. Now, why should Joshua be afraid? I mean, at this point, why did God say don't be scared, but he was scared? Why not be scared? Huh? In the natural, what do you see in the natural? Five armies. You only got one army. And these liars, the Gibeonites, they ain't got no army. You see what I'm saying? Y'all got to come over here and help us. Y'all come help us. Don't tip out on us. You got to help us. Y'all pull help us. Amen. Y'all remember us. Huh? Don't y'all remember us? I'm just teasing. Amen. So Joshua, God says, I have delivered them to the hand. There shall not a man of them stand before you. And notice what the Bible says. And Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And this is what I like about Joshua. When Josh found out that God is with them, man, he moved with all deliberate speed. I mean, if he had to work all night, he got to work. He just went on and worked all night. And the Bible says, now notice, this was a setup. How many of you know your worst problem is a setup for your biggest blessing? I say your worst problem is a setup for your biggest blessing. Up until that time, Joshua was defeating one city at a time. One city at a time, one army at a time. But this time, he's going to defeat five armies at a time. That means five cities at a time. That means a lot of blessing that one time. See, if you want the abundant blessing, you got to be willing to pay the abundant price. Big blessings mean big work. Hello, somebody. Hey, if you wanted a lot of blessings, let's say, oh, I wish I had my buckets, but I ain't got no buckets. Let's say you want some blessings. You want some blessings. You want some blessings. You want some blessings. And you can bring a bucket to get you some blessings. How big a bucket you gonna bring? Huh? That's why I pointed at you last. See, most people are just gonna bring just a little bucket because this all I can handle. You see? What you need to do is go get you a dump truck. Hello, somebody. Go to U-Haul and get you a truck or trailer. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't just come up home with a lit mop bucket full. Yeah. See, God's blessings is big in your life as your faith. However big your faith is, that's what God will release in your life. See, most of us, we want the blessing that we can see. Oh, that ain't good enough. You're going to be disappointed because what you see is limited. Hello, somebody. God wants you to have what you can't see. That's why the Bible says eyes ain't even seen what he want to give you. Ears hadn't even heard. You ain't even heard about some of the stuff. See, I believe that we just settle for less than the best. Yeah. It's three levels. I always talk about three levels you can live on. Not enough, just enough, or more than enough. And most of Christians, I just want just enough. That ain't gonna be enough. Because when this sister come and ask you for something, when this sister come back, when that brother come and ask you for something, what you gonna tell them? You're gonna get all upset with them. Particularly if they family members. Now, folks at the church, folks, you know, that we don't know, strangers. Oh, let's see what I can do. You know, but family members, what happened to yours? Huh? We go off on family members. Tell the truth and shame the devil, somebody. Notice what happened here. Notice what happened. Let me go on and finish this on up. The Bible says God began to fight for Joshua. Verse number 11, and it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the land.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.